is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, April 10th, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to the Associated Press, Egyptian Christians were burying their dead Monday after Islamic State suicide bombers killed at least 45 people in attacks on Palm Sunday services in two cities, as a state of emergency went into effect amid fears of further violence. At least 17 people were killed at St. Mark's Cathedral in Alexandria, the historic seat of Christendom in Egypt, where Pope Tewodros II was leading Palm Sunday prayers. Another 28 were killed inside St. George's Church in the Nile Delta city of Tanta. ISIS named the two attackers, who are believed to be Egyptians. The extremist group had recently threatened to step up attacks against Egypt's Coptic minority, one of the oldest Christian communities in the world. Second, today, according to ABC News, Judge Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's pick to fill the Supreme Court slot left open after the unexpected death of Justice Antonin Scalia, was sworn in this morning, becoming the 113th person to serve on the Supreme Court. Gorsuch was sworn in behind closed doors at the Supreme Court building, the first of two oaths he took today. His wife, Marie Louise Gorsuch, held the family Bible as her husband was administered the oath of office during a roughly 10-minute ceremony. Their two daughters were present, as were Justice Antonin Scalia's widow and all of the justices and their spouses, with the exception of Justice Stephen Breyer. Justice Anthony Kennedy then administered the second oath of office to Gorsuch in a public ceremony at the White House. President Trump spoke before the oath. Third, today, according to KTLA 5, two adults were found dead in a classroom and two students are in unknown condition after a shooter walked onto the North Park Elementary School campus in San Bernardino on Monday and opened fire in what the police chief characterized as a suspected murder-suicide. The gunman was among those who were possibly down, according to a tweet from the San Bernardino Police Department chief, Jared Bergwine. He said the preliminary information was that a total of four victims were being treated. Two students were transported to a local hospital after the shooting, which took place in a classroom. Authorities have not yet said whether the two adults who were found deceased were the teacher and the shooter, or if they were additional victims. Fourth, today, according to the Associated Press, convicted Charleston church shooter Dylan Roof has been given 9 life sentences for the 2015 massacre at Emmanuel AME Church in exchange for his guilty plea in state court. The plea entered Monday by the self-avowed white supremacist marks the end of his court cases and signals his departure for the federal prison system, where he will await execution. The deal with state prosecutors spared his victims and their families the burden of a second trial. The 23-year-old Roof was sentenced to death earlier this year on 33 federal crimes. He was unapologetic during that trial as he listened to survivors and relatives describe the hail of bullets that began when parishioners closed their eyes to pray during a June 2015 Bible study at the historically black Emmanuel AME Church. Fifth, today, according to the BBC, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has announced a 3-month state of emergency after attacks on two Coptic churches that left at least 44 people dead. The measure allows authorities to make arrests without warrants and search people's homes. It needs to be approved by Parliament before it is implemented. So-called Islamic State said it was behind the blast in Tanta and Alexandria on Palm Sunday. Sisi made a defiant speech at the presidential palace after a meeting of the National Defense Council to discuss the explosions. He warned that the war against the jihadists would be long and painful and said that the state of emergency would come into force after all legal and constitutional steps were taken. The majority in Parliament backed Sisi. Sixth, today, according to the Baptist Press, a $7 million lawsuit alleges children were serially sexually abused and neglected at a Baptist children's home in Texas. The Texas Baptist Home for Children and Affiliated Ministry of the Southern Baptists of Texas Convention did not respond specifically to the lawsuit, but told Baptist Press it maintains the highest standards of safety for children in its care. The lawsuit filed April 5th in Tarrant County Civil Court claims 7 siblings under age 14 suffered sexual and physical abuse as well as serious medical and other neglect in 2013, while under the care of foster parents at cottages owned by TBHC in Waxahachie, Texas. Among the suit's allegations are that TBHC failed to properly investigate reports of abuse, perform adequate background checks or follow-ups on foster parents, and take prompt action against perpetrators. Finally, today, according to The Sun, Russia and Iran have said they will respond to further American military actions following the airstrike in Syria last week. In a joint statement, the command center for the two countries and allied groups said, "We will respond to any aggression." The statement read, "What America waged in an aggression on Syria is a crossing of red lines. From now on, we will respond with force to any aggressor or any breach of red lines from whoever it is, and America knows our ability to respond well." Iranian President Hassan Rouhani condemned flagrant U.S. aggression on Syria following the missile strike on a Syrian airbase in response to a suspected chemical attack by the Syrian government on innocent civilians. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Psalms 35 says, "For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Peter Drucker said, "Follow effective actions with quiet reflection. From the quiet reflection will come even more effective action." "God loves you, always has, and always will," John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.
Thank you.